Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week and beyond. We're going to be at CVP in Towson. First time at the Charles Village Pub, hopefully celebrating the fruits of a Towson Tigers March Madness birth. We will see that. That'll be on Friday. We will have scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery, the Magic 8-Ball, the Lucky Magic. This has been a really lucky batch so far. We were at Fadley's on Thursday. We will be at Pizza John's on the 21st of the month before Lucas and I take off to Canada for opening day. So I brought my hat, so they let me in. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Before we get started, I had your winner of the Ravens Seats for Life, and she was fantastic. We had a good time and all of that. But it became very clear to me that this home run riches thing is starting to, like, here we go, and Gunner's hurt, and they moved the fences in. So I know we have home run riches happening right now.
We do. We have lots of things happening. So you think that hat's going to get you through, huh?
I'm just going to try to be nice. My US
Wow.
passport, it is what it is. I'm 4 days in Canada, in, out, across the Peace
Yep.
Bridge.
Yep. Well, good luck with all of that.
Well, Anthony Santander is going to stay in Canada. I found that out. But other than that, I'm going to
Well,
come home. So, yes.
very nice. Very nice. Yeah, we have lots of things going on. Madness continues here in the month of March, or begins, I guess, in the month of March. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But yeah, these promotions are a continuing factor here at Maryland Lottery. You can check them out at mdlottery.com. Before we get to home run riches, I want to remind everyone that we have an ongoing, at least for the next several weeks, Monopoly second chance contest. If you can enter your non-winning Monopoly scratch offs into your My Lottery Rewards account for a chance to win cash prizes. Coming up here, actually next week, we'll have our first of two rolling cash jackpot second chance prizes. Right now, I can hear it. It's rolling. It's over $125,000, Nestor. Do not pass go. Do not click $200. Get in on the $125,000 Monopoly scratch off.
These Monopoly scratch-offs, these right here,
Yes,
these ones right here. These are really
the very same.
colorful. These are just the samples. I gotta get some of these to give away here, though. The green
Sure,
for cash. John
sure.
Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. This month, you're gonna hear a bunch of ads on our radio station at WNST. And responsible gaming is not a 1 month or 2 month thing. It's a year-round thing. But I think March Madness sort of brings on next week. There'll be people doing more gambling than they usually do, and filling out brackets amongst other things. It's a fun time of the year, and it's a big time for sports gambling this time of year.
It is, and certainly you've got a lot of things happening here. Obviously, the beginning of the baseball season, the end of the month, the Home Run Riches campaign, and again a new and improved Home Run Riches. We're calling it the Home Run Riches Walk-Off Winnings promotion.
Well,
So
it's
check
already
out.
new and improved because they moved the fence in. So it's going to be improved for the it's we're going to have more home runs.
There you go. There's that going on. But check out mdlottery.com for all the details. If people aren't familiar with it, we select a lucky contestant of the game for each of the 162 games of the year, home or away. You get $500 being selected as the contestant of the game. You get $500 for every Orioles home run hit in that game. And should one of them or more be a grand slam, $5,000. And we gave away a few of those last year, didn't we?
Forgot about the grand slam part of the promotion, that's the big banana here. We're going to load the bases up, and we're going to move the fences in, and Ryan Mountcastle is going to make you pay. He's going
Oh,
to make you pay.
don't start calling out people. Let's keep it generic. Let's keep it generic.
Well, I just think a lot of home runs are going to be hit this year at Camden Yards. So I'm
Well, we
confident in
hope.
the offense.
Well, we hope with you, there might be a lot of 10-9 ball games, you would hope.
We have some
Because I think,
pitching issues. We
well,
will be talking about the pitching here until we're not talking about the pitching. But
yeah.
it is great talking baseball, though, right? I mean, it is that time of the year, and spring training's going on, and home run riches for me is the one thing that every single night I watch every Oriole game, believe it or not. And every night there's a contestant. So this is your chance. People say, "How do I get in?" You got to go buy home run riches tickets, and they're not scratch offs, right? I mean, they're available literally
No,
everywhere. You play
this
that
is
on the
what we call a
machine, right?
fast play game. And fast play is a kind of a hybrid between a scratch off and a draw game. You can purchase them at any of our self-service lottery vending machines across the landscape here in Maryland, as well as go up to the counter and ask for a fast play ticket. We have about 25 or so games that we keep at various price points, but this is carving out its space, just like the Ravens scratch off ticket carves out its little space on the scratch off lineup throughout the year. The Home Run Rich is a fan favorite, and obviously so. And people are excited. Everybody's in first place today. So as the season goes on, and hopefully the people will get more and more involved in the game, and more home runs get hit, and they realize that hey, they too can join in on the fun with our Home Run Rich's walk-off winnings promotion here in 2025.
John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. As much as we talk responsible this month, we got Home Run Riches. I had Shannon Brown on last week. She is the grand prize winner of the Ravens promotion for 20 years. She's going to be sitting in the club level, pairing with her husband, although her daughter's probably going to have some, a few visits and all this. I know you love seeing the excitement of winners, and you had the six winners down at the stadium 2 weeks ago, and she was effusive in talking about her dad, but there's lots of winners. Have we found that $3.3 million winner from a couple weeks ago yet? I mean, I know we have some good winner stories.
It's funny you mentioned that one because the winner, and you can check out the story on mdlottery.com, goes by the name Amazing Racer. And I don't know what that means exactly, but I will tell you about the story because I did meet Amazing Racer yesterday in our winner's lounge. That was the fourth largest multi-match prize in lottery history, $3.3 million. And it's a great story, as most of them are. The two of them, husband and wife team, the two of them have been buying tickets for years at one particular location out in Parkville, and they bought their normal complement of multi-match games tickets and went home, and as a lot of players do, they just kind of let them sit there and mature in the day's sun.
That's my wife. She'll go out and buy them. She gets excited about buying them. Then she doesn't check them.
So decided to then heard through the grapevine that somebody won at his retail establishment and still didn't want to, jinx it. So he didn't even look at the numbers. He just kind of walked in to get a sense for what was going on at the store there and realized that he did have a winning ticket, scanned it, and it said, of course, come on down.
CMD Lottery is what it says. C John Martin.
Still did not know how much he won. He knew he had a winning ticket, came
He
into
knew there had
the
been a $3 million winner there, and he's thinking, maybe I won $500. Maybe, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe we can go and get something to eat after this. Come in here and realize, in fact, he was the holder of the $3.3 million.
So hold on, he didn't realize till he showed up yesterday.
He knew he had won a prize that he had to come here, but didn't realize it was the grand prize until he was here.
Oh, okay. Did he think it was the grand prize? That he
Well,
had he heard this show 2 weeks
I don't
ago or
know.
seen anything on the news that there had been, he knew there had been a $3.3 million ticket
Yes, he
sold at his
did. And he
location.
knew it was at the place that he shops. So I think you know what? And I can get this. People don't and I'm the same way, right? I'm in my career. Boy, somebody won in your state. Wow, could it be me? Well, somebody won in your city. Wow. Somebody wanted the place you go. I mean, you just keep thinking about thinking, this is interesting.
Well, I wouldn't be spending the $3.3 million till I show up, but I probably would
Well,
call down
sure.
and say, "What did I win? What did I win?" Sir, you have to come to the Maryland Lottery. Sir, we
All
cannot.
right. All right.
You're not allowed to tell them. Literally, if he called you and said, "No," you literally have to come down and present it, right? That's the legal
Well,
way
we
to
have
do
to see the
this.
ticket. Right. We have to make sure that that ticket, that possessor of that ticket, is in fact the person who will
So
get the
that's why
prize.
you summon them over to the former Montgomery
Summon.
Wards Building.
But his takeaway, and again, the story at mdlottery.com, the two of them hadn't slept in days. 3 days they sent between they knew they had a winner of some kind.
Why didn't they come down on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, I don't know, but there they were. So
So
great
there's that
story.
minute. Hold on a second. They come in with the ticket. And I've been to your office many, many times. That comes where I get my tickets. Come in, buzz up, go down the hallway, past all the old lottery and lotto things. And they come in, they got there. They're excited. You know, regular, normal people from Parkville, just like us. and they come in, they have their ticket, and they think they might have won 3.3 million, but they know they've won something big. Like, what's the minimum? 50 grand, 100 grand just to come to your place? When you show up, you know
Oh.
you've won something big, right?
Yes, when you're summoned, it's typically over $5,000.
Dude, there's a big difference between 5,000 and 3.3 million, John. Come on
Well,
now.
don't make me do the math, but yes, you're right. I didn't know there was math on today's show. I wasn't prepared to do
This is the
math.
part where I'm titillated. I've been a lottery spokesperson for a number of years. I've known more about it. I hear all the other media stuff. I had no idea that if you won the multi-match, you wouldn't know that you were the $3.3
Well,
million winner until you get there. You think you
I would say
know, but you don't know, right? For sure.
that's a choice. That's a choice they made. I mean, yes, anyone else might have been looked at it and said, I want to know before I go down there. Should I wear my, Sunday go to meeting clothes, or should I
But
just
is
wear a
there a way to
t-shirt?
know? I guess I'm
Oh
asking.
yeah, oh yeah. No, yeah, you know what the numbers are. You can go
Okay, so
online.
they. Okay, all
They
right, all right.
chose not, they made a choice. It's
I
like
just.
Christmas morning. They wanted to wait and unwrap their package there. They didn't want to do it Christmas Eve. They wanted to wait.
$3.3 million changes your life. There's no question. I mean, we talk about
Oh,
the 100 million
sure.
and 200, all the stuff that my
Sure.
wife hears.
No, that'll
If we
do
won
it.
$3.3 million today, I don't know, John. I probably wouldn't be here Wednesday to do the show with you. I mean, I'm just for a little.
Well,
I'd have to take a little bit of time to myself, probably.
yep. No, you're right. You're right. And they did. They took those three sleepless nights in between the fact that they made the appointment when they got here. And now, yeah, I mean, who knows? They could be really having a good time. But
I hope
it
they're in
sounds like
Wailea right now and the sun's shining and they're eating poi, is what I hope.
it sounds like they had their priorities in place and their plans in place between family and charities and their church. I mean, it sounded like they were well-grounded
I
winners,
love
and that's
that.
what we
See
like.
that?
We
And
do
that's
like that.
exactly when that ticket got sold, and it's 2 miles from where I live in Towson. So I know exactly where that location is. John
It
Martin
went
is
to the
here.
right place.
See, people really win. And they win a
They do.
multi-match, they win a home run riches, they win a Monopoly scratch-offs. Get out, support our friends at the Maryland Lottery. It is a big month here for responsible gaming as well as we get into this, and you'll be hearing the ads around here this month. Any other winners, any other stories we got going on? I mean, nothing as
You
good as
know,
3.3 million.
yeah, I mean, the rest pale in comparison, but they're all there and more at mdlottery.com. But you talk about responsible gaming, and you and I have been doing this for what, like, 40, 50 years now? We've been doing this a while. How long has it been?
At least 5 years, yes,
Okay.
since before the
So
plague.
would you say you are a an expert in all things lottery?
Not all things, but I'm better than I used to be, and I
Okay.
try to be good enough to be
Okay.
an official spokesperson that I can
All
speak
right.
about it.
All right,
Like,
so come
as
on
an
down.
example, this th Thursday, I gave some scratch offs. People didn't know how to do them. I said, "Take the little prize check, give me the phone," and I scanned it and went, "Wah, wah." Well, they weren't a winner, but I'm trying to teach people how to better play the lottery. And then I said, "No, that's not a losing ticket. It's a non-winning ticket that you can
Very nice.
re-enter." So I'm trying
Very
to.
nice.
I know all of
Very
that.
nice. So you are now the next contestant on fact or myth. And I'm going to
Okay.
ask you a series of questions, and it's
God,
either a fact
hope I don't
or
fail
it's a
this. Go
myth.
ahead. I
Okay,
hate pop quizzes, John.
question number one. There are lucky games and unlucky games. Is that a lottery fact or myth?
That's a myth. All the games have a chance to win. All of the information about the odds are available at mdlottery.com. Is that good?
You are correct, sir.
All
The
right.
odds,
I need some applause for
prizes,
that. I have to have
they
an
all
applause for that.
vary, but each game is as lucky as the next. No favorites. All right, question number two. The outcome of any Maryland lottery purchase is random.
That is correct. I would think unless you pick your own numbers, then you've picked your numbers. But I would think anyone can win. Like when I, yes, I think it's not. There's no fix in. It's on the up and up, as we say, the Maryland Lottery.
You are correct.
All right,
The
good.
outcome of any game is random, no matter how many tickets or games you play, or how long you play, or whether you pick your own numbers or not. The outcome is random. Question number three. More people seem to win in the most heavily populated areas of the state. More people
That's
seem to
not
win.
true because I've seen people win in Lonoconing and stuff, but there's less people, so there's probably less tickets sold. So I would think that more people win in a place where there's more people, but that's probably not true. So I don't know. I'm going to get this one wrong.
So wait, you gave me both answers. Is it a fact or a myth?
I don't know. I guess it's a myth, but like I think where there are more people, there would be more winners. That just feels to me to be, that's my common sense. That's not very, it's uncommon, my common sense.
Well, in this case, common sense would have led you to a correct answer. It is a fact because while winds, as you pointed out, can happen anywhere in the state, areas with larger populations typically do have, as you started to convince yourself, have more sales because they're in more populated areas, which typically translates into more winners. So it is a
There's
fact.
got to be more winners in Dundalk than there are anywhere else, because Dundalk, at least it used to be,
Well,
maybe during boom times, it was the most populous suburb because we have row homes, right? I mean, we have row, there's more people living there than there are in some place where there just aren't a lot of people. Hagerstown, someplace like that, where houses are spread out. So that would make sense that if you look on a relief map, there would be more winners from Baltimore than Salisbury. That just seems to make sense on a population basis.
sure. You still got the wrong, but yes, your
Even though I
logic now
like
after the
Salisbury,
fact.
but that's fine.
Yeah,
Okay.
sure. Who doesn't? Okay, fact or myth? These lottery games are games of chance, not skill.
Yes, chance. Yes, chance. Correct. There's no
Correct.
skill involved.
There's no skill involved.
Even though people
It's
think
just
they know a lot
random.
about football when they pick football games and stuff, that's not a lottery game, that's a sports wager game. But people think that they have an edge on that in some way. Where I don't think people feel that way about lottery. I think people understand that it's random, it's on the
Okay.
up and up, the state's running it. They're not doing business with Uncle Charlie. They're doing business with a legitimate organization that legitimately takes its profits and invests them back into the state, which is why you work for the state of Maryland. Is that good? That's a good explanation, because people come to
Wow.
me and
Okay,
they're like,
more.
gambling this, that. I'm like, hold on. People are gambling anyway. State's in on this, and it's going back into like education and back into good things in our state. That's the thing I always say to people about
Yes.
the lottery in general.
Yes, very good. Very good. More than I needed there, but thank you very much.
Okay, I'm
Next
trying.
question. Next question. I'm going to use my air quotes. You ready? There are lucky lottery retailers that sell more winning tickets.
No. That I debunk that. I immediately debunk that one. Yes.
Well, debunking will get you a win there. You are correct. That is a myth. Again, because of the random nature, it doesn't matter. There aren't lucky locations more than another. All right, last one, because I think we're beating this here to death. Last one, fact or myth, a number is due to hit if it hasn't won recently.
Miss Edie thought that. My number ain't hitting a wall. My number's due. No. It's this. This is. You're asking me random like logic math questions, and I didn't do so good in college at that. But no, I no.
Miss Edie, God rest her soul. I'm assuming
Yes.
at this point. That is, in fact, a myth. You are correct, sir. These are random drawings. Any result is possible. There is no pattern. There is no due
That's such a
for
baseball
your
thing,
number.
John. My dad would say, "Hey, Eddie's up. He hadn't hit a home run in 3 days. He's due." That's
Right,
a baseball thing, right?
that
You
is
used to say
very
that about
much.
Colavito, right?
Right.
Right.
So 5 out of 6, not bad. Very representative. And people who want to play this game with their family and friends can go to mdlottery.com, check out our responsible gaming messaging, and you'll find the fact or myth game that you can play with your family and friends, and you too can get 5 out of 6 or maybe better.
I'm going to play a little game with John Martin, executive director of the Maryland Lottery right now. The
Oh boy.
Cleveland baseball team, formerly known with an I, now known as the Guardians, has not won a World Series in 3/4 of a century. Are they due, John? Are they due?
Oh no. See, I could have debunked this a long time ago.
Are the
Yeah.
Orioles due?
Oh man,
I mean,
man.
if you start to do the math on how many teams there are and how often they win, you're
Sure.
like, at some point, the Lions and the Browns have to get to a Super Bowl. It just has to
Well,
happen. It's math,
yeah,
right?
that's another sad story there because again, before you were born, and maybe even before I was born, I have to check this out. You know, the Lions and the Browns did play together. For what would have then been the championship game. They played
Clemson
multiple
era,
times in the
yes.
50s.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's taken us now 2 generations
Is
to
this kind of
maybe
like
get
the
back.
Patriots won enough? Now we're getting even with them. Like the
Oh, sure.
Steelers haven't
Oh,
won
yeah.
in forever either. They won a couple. They like to talk about the ones they won, but they haven't won recently. So,
Yep.
you know
Yep.
what I'm thinking? And this is on behalf of your people and my people, Orioles and Guardians. We're due. We're due. Can I say that?
I'm just telling you now, here it is, it's still in spring training. Ooh, we picked a bad year to think we're due. This could be a challenging year all the way around.
Oh, stop it. Don't be
I'm just
dour
telling you.
about baseball and spring training. It's every hope springs
Hey,
eternal is what it is. We're even putting the clocks ahead this week.
I'm in practice too. I'm getting my dour spring training practice in.
I just feel bad that I got one of those questions wrong. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We will not get the Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs wrong when we are at Charles Village Pub in Towson. We'll be there on Friday, hopefully celebrating some Towson hijinks and excitement. And we need more March Madness around here. It's March. We don't have baseball for a couple of weeks. We got tampering period next week. All things going on. Luke will be monitoring all that. We'll be monitoring all things sports and beyond out at Baltimore Positive. John Martin will return next week. And by the way, if you haven't heard our piece with Shannon Brown and Doug Lloyd joined me as well. It was fantastic. She's up in Aberdeen. She was the big winner of the Ravens Seats for Life or Seats for 20 years, which hope to live another 20 years. I hope she's going to live longer than that. She's very, very excited about her Ravens tickets. You can find all of that out at Baltimore Positive. If you want to scan your winning or non-winning tickets, make sure you're downloading the Maryland Lottery app. Make sure you're out at mdlottery.com to learn all about responsible gaming here this month. Make sure you have some fun. Keep it safe. Keep it right. And try to get that sixth answer right so we don't get five out of six wrong next time. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.